and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut.
I'm going to sell you on a guy that I already know you're not buying. All the deep dives.
Caillou, the kid that whined. I'm going to be frank. Sometimes I want a Clipper and Bear in the Big Blue House to go over and just knock him around.
I think they will win. They're back at home.
I'm going to go off here.
Hans, come in here like poking the eye.
I literally just create madness. I put a packet of mild sauce.
The one Taco Bell packet was a little...
That was strange.
I don't know. Their secondary grades out is the worst. High scoring. Take the over. Ye who had injury. Ye who had.
King Derek the fifth.
Is it better to have two defensive coordinators or none?
Or none.
They have Tua's brother. It's easier than to pronounce. Yeah.
This song I really dislike.
Hans. Trevor's on fire right now. You got to be a trendsetter. 14 team, all heavy favorite. How dumb am I for doing that?
Yeah, you're dumb.
Good morning. It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Latte, Derek Piper. Derek Piper.
No, Max Kellerman likes to say.
Yeah. Trevor Valise let it out of the bag last night. I was a little shocked on my way to Oakwood there with COVID. I didn't know he was going to tell anybody. So no Trevor Valise this week. But on occasion, including tomorrow night, he's going to jump on with you. Near the end of the show, because Andrew's got another game that I got to run to. So I always appreciate you. And it takes a village, right, is what they used to say. Was that back in the day or Oprah or something? Anyway, it has always been a wonderful thing. And I'll go through the rundown here of Jeremy Warner and Mike Carpenter and you and Trevor and everybody that have always allowed me to be able to see my kids' sports, and I love it. And you know more than anybody that is the number one thing for me. So I always appreciate you guys doing what you do. And so you'll hear Trevor joining Pipes on the phone from a distance. We're not letting him in the building, man. Like, you stay away from this building. So you'll hear a little Trevor Valise as we go along. Iodesumu, you can bet him now tonight on FanDuel. Trevor Valise just sent this to us. How big is that? Is that your I've made it moment?
I would guess so. I think you will have some involvement down here in Champaign, I would imagine. You can't bet on Illinois.
No.
When you're in Illinois, but you can bet on the Bulls. And I would assume who has, I think it's 11.5 points is the over-under.
That's awesome.
Looking at the points, rebound, and assist. I know Brad Evans, our buddy, and obviously a gambling expert, is released.
We got to get him on soon.
Yeah. He said bet the over on 19.5 points, rebounds, and assists. You combine those. But we'll get, again, a big chunk of minutes as they're on the road in Cleveland tonight against the Cavs.
Sweet.
And just based on the COVID issues, especially at guard spot with
four guys,
DeRozan being out. I think Caruso's out as well, right?
I think I saw that name.
So a lot of usage for Io, and they'll be leaning on him heavy. Played over 40 minutes against
the
Nuggets on Monday.
And he had what? I think he had 11. Did he have 13, 8, and 5? Or 11, 8, and 5?
I think 11, 8, and 5 sounds right. I'll pull it up here.
So, hey, that's a good little
11,
showing.
8, and 6.
11, 8, and 6, and his debut as a starter. That is tremendous, man. What? That is cool. I saw somebody tweeted out today, I don't remember who it was, that they a publication had done kind of a look at the impact rookies in the NBA, and they list him 6th overall. So, now, obviously, Cade Cunningham, I think, is doing really well at that. If I told you to pull up the first and second round of the NBA draft, you don't follow it probably enough. I know I don't. You don't probably follow it enough to know who of these rookies is having kind of a big impact compared to Io, do you? Or would you be able to kind of wing that?
I wouldn't be able to wing it. I can tell you that. I'll have to look. Once college basketball starts, it's so hard for me to pay
close
attention to the NBA.
Yeah, I totally get it. Let's don't even worry about that. But I'll trust this publication that Io, who was drafted, of course, in the second round, is making the 6th most impact as a rookie.
Wow.
In the NBA, which is really cool for Io. I know, I believe it was the Sun-Times on the back page of their paper, which I think, doesn't the Sun-Times do that to where you flip the paper around and the sports is on the back, right? And there's a picture of him with his arms spread out. Tim Sinclair, our buddy, tweeted this out. There's a picture of Io with his arms spread out and you see the city of Chicago, the, you know, kind of the buildings and everything, and it just says from Chicago, and I didn't read what was below it, but really cool, man. He's starting to get a lot of pub, and should. He absolutely should for a team that is the surprise team of the NBA, and really, he's kind of the surprise rookie of the NBA. It goes hand in hand.
Yeah, absolutely. When you get drafted in the second round and have pretty much everybody bypass you, and you're sitting there late first, and you're thinking about playoff teams. You know, I was looking at Denver, and then when the Brooklyn Nets came up, yes. And there was anticipation in the room of, oh, go play with KD and James Harden, and well, it used to be Kyrie Irving, but not playing anymore, obviously, right. With them. But, you know, just getting passed over and over, and like, what is going on for a guy that's so accomplished, someone that can impact winning right away? And, I mean, did he have things to prove with his jump shot? Yes, but then again, he's shooting 41% from three. Man. The guy just works on his game so much. So, yeah, I've got some rookie stats here. And, of course, you're not surprised to see someone like Evan Mobley from USC who went in the lottery, averaging 14-8, and Cade Cunningham 15-6, and Scotty Barnes. And you got those guys that went in the lottery who were picked to come in right away and have big roles. But for Iowa DeSumo, when they went out and signed Lonzo Ball, and they had LaVine already. They get DeRozan, they get Caruso. You knew that Coby White was going to be coming back. Ultimately, you're like, again, we had conversations, and you didn't hear it just from us. People who were following the Bulls, like Cody Westerlund, were telling us there's a good chance he might have to play some in the G League this year and maybe go back and forth, and it won't be a guarantee that he carves out a role. Well, he's taking advantage of a situation when White wasn't healthy early. And now he's proven, and obviously, as we talked about yesterday, the way that Billy Donovan talks about him.
Loves him.
He feels pretty good when that dude's out on the court.
It's funny, and I'm not expecting, and maybe tonight, they play tonight, right? Maybe tonight we'll see another idea of what he's able to accomplish as a starter, and not just as a starter, but starter minutes. That's the most important thing to hear. But, you know, you look at Cade Cunningham, like you said, averaging, what, 15-6 or 15-8, somewhere in there. I mean, Io, right now, with one start, is 11-8. So it makes you think, okay, hold on. Well, if Io was in Cade's spot where he is playing all the time and is expected to play starter minutes every game, you wonder what he could do. But I don't think Io would probably trade any of this. I mean, he's getting to play a lot for his hometown Bulls. They are, again, like I mentioned, the surprise team, 17-8 in the NBA. So it's a team that's winning on top of the fact that he's getting a lot of plays. So
right there in the mix for the one seed in the East.
Yeah. I just couldn't be happier. I know I gushed about that yesterday for his family and for Io. What would Brad, if you sat Brad Underwood down right now, and by the way, I finally, last night, watched the YouTube video, or that was two nights ago because I told you about it, of he and what's the kid's name, Sean?
Sean Evans.
Sean Evans. I was about ready to say Sean Casey, the old solid left-handed hitter back in the day for the Reds. And Sean Evans, and I finally watched that video of Brad doing that
hot ones.
Yes, that was hilarious.
I haven't got a chance to see it yet. I need to get on that. You know, Illinois doesn't play till Saturday, so no excuses. I need to watch that.
Yeah, I'm not going to give a spoiler, but on one of them, it was funny because Brad's got such a funny. He's got an infectious kind of personality. He's funny, but on one of them, he just goes, "Okay, I would not have another one of those." And then just to see him, like, sitting there going,
"Does he sweat?"
Oh, yeah. At one point, he's drying off his face. Oh, and it's kind of cool. If you've never seen one of these, what Sean Evans does is what they normally do, I guess, is they do 10 different sauces. Brad only did 5, so they had to escalate the heat quick. Mm. But it is funny because in between, he will ask Brad Underwood questions about basketball, you know, or, you know, his relationship with officials or... And it's kind of an interesting thing because Underwood on there says, you know, we pretty much study officials and we kind of know which ones call what. And he said, there's times when we're on the road and we find out this guy's doing the game and we're like, great. Because he's
Bob
like,
Borowski.
Yeah, right. He goes, because we just know that guy's a homer. And probably Brad would tell you he's a homer for them, for Illinois when he's here. But it's just, it's kind of cool in between. There's back and forth between Sean and Brad Underwood, but then when he actually tastes the wings, and Brad does pretty well with it. He's a guy, he said going into it, he's like, I can handle heat. So it's pretty cool. So if you get a chance, just YouTube that. I just put Brad Underwood in the search, and it comes up. So definitely get a chance to do that.
But, is a big glass of milk all that he gets? Because I've seen that.
There's water
for the
and
promos.
Milk. Yeah. There's water and milk. So Brad was, he was down in the milk as it went on. You know, like early on, he was doing pretty well. And then all of a sudden, he's like, whoo. It's pretty funny. So it's cool to see his personality in that. But here's my point now to what I was getting to before I rambled for 3 minutes there. I wonder if you sat down with Brad Underwood and said, would you have expected Io to be doing what he's doing now? Do you think, honestly, Brad Underwood would say yes?
It's a good question.
I mean, here, honestly, I think he would say yes. Because he believes in Io. If there's anybody that saw what Io DeSumo did coming out of Morgan Park and not only committing to Illinois, so kind of, you know, I mean, he's not the first one to pave the path, obviously, but when Illinois basketball needed something, Io was that guy. And then the way he just absolutely remade his body, I don't want to say remade his game, but just fine-tuned his game and just went to the next level of being an All-American at Illinois. And not only that, but as we know, the assassin at the end of games and making shots and, you know, just ice in his veins and just whatever. I bet you anything Brad Underwood would be like, on some players, I would say I'm surprised. On Io DeSumo, I'm not at all.
I think that's fair. I think that nothing would necessarily surprise him just because he would never doubt Io and right. What he could ultimately do. And for you think about, you know, when Io's here at Illinois and it's like, well, you know, the expectations for Illinois are capped at a certain level. You're not right. Supposed to be back in the top of the Big Ten. Yeah, that was 2005. But how many times were people around here told by the national media, you know, this fan base just has ridiculous expectations. They're not supposed to be in that mix. They're not supposed to go on the road and beat Wisconsin and do all these different things. And Io obviously changed, was a big reason for changing a lot of that. I think that the role, I mean, right now, his role is different. They need more with the ball in his hands and with the guards that are out. I was just curious, when you watched him in summer league, playing off the ball was a significant change.
I remember you talking about that.
Based on, you know, what he had done at Illinois, and all of a sudden it's like you're a spot-up shooter, you're an energy guy, not that he didn't play hard.
Right.
It's just a different mentality. It's a different role and something to settle into. So I would imagine that Brad would even have told you that it would take time and he would expect maybe some growing pains in that sense. And it was all, you know, talking to people that knew Io's game. It was like, well, as long as he can shoot the three well enough, then he's going to stick. If he doesn't, if that's a struggle for him, if he's inconsistent, then he's going to have a hard time to find the floor. So him doing what it takes, him working on his game, him playing hard, him being the competitor, and him being fearless, like that whole – this whole narrative of Io's not afraid of this moment.
Right.
He's on the floor with the best in the world. That part of it I'm not surprised about, and I know that Brad wouldn't be either.
It'd be interesting. Maybe the next presser Brad Underwood has, maybe before or post Arizona, it'd be cool at the end, throw a question in there about Io. And so, I know Brad's a little busy, but I'm sure he's taking a minute out of his day to find out what Io has been doing. And I know for a fact probably that he understands that he started a game and what he did in that game.
Him,
so
him keeping up on Io is good for recruiting. I mean, I know that he's
good call.
Not that he wouldn't be doing it anyway. No, I know that he would.
I see where you're going.
But staying up on, hey, this is what our guy's doing in the NBA in year one in Chicago is good to then have conversations and, you know, dial up the phone and say, hey, Merez Johnson, James Brown. Yeah. You don't need to convince Merez Johnson. He's already coming.
Right, he's here.
Those type of players here. Or other guards that are ranked highly that you're going after, that's a big deal for the program to say, hey, that's our guy, and look at what he's doing in the NBA. And we helped make him. We didn't. It's not all of our credit, but you obviously saw what he did in Illinois and what he's doing now.
This might be a better question for a guy like Matt Cilich, who, you know, just absolutely geeks out on the NBA, unlike you and I. You more than me, obviously, but, you know, Matt's watching games every night. He knows everything about it. We have him on a lot for kind of our NBA expert. We need to do that soon. Maybe next week we'll get him on. But I would be interested to know, you said it leading into the draft and through college, it was one of those where if Io can prove he can make a three or shoot consistently from the outside, then I think that's going to help in the NBA. I'd be interested to know, do you really? Does that make sense? Like, you know Io's game. You know, his hustle, his getting to the basket on breaks, that kind of stuff. I mean, he's shooting well. He's shooting like 40-some percent, like you said, from deep. But I wonder if you really do need that, or can he prove that you don't necessarily have to be a dead eye from the three, or am I totally wrong, especially in the NBA?
I think the shooting's pretty important in the NBA, but you do have guys that obviously aren't, not everybody in the NBA is an elite shooter.
Right.
You do look, though, I think that some would say if you're not a knockdown shooter, you better be a really, really explosive athlete.
Playing above the rim.
Playing above the rim, and Io wasn't, that's not his skill set either.
Good call.
So I understand that kind of a line of thinking, but there is something to be said for in the NBA where spacing is really, really important. And, you know, who you can, we talk about it with Kofi, like, helping off of guys on the perimeter. Well, how do you beat teams that do that? You got to be able to knock down the three. When you can be someone that they can't leave, or if they do leave you in the corner, you're going to shoot 41, 42% from three. That's how you get on the floor. Obviously, defense factors in that as well. I don't know, though. I think that people maybe, and look, it's still very early in his career, but maybe assume too much and just saying, like, I think that reading into some of what Billy Donovan has said, like, is he the best shooter? No. Is he the best athlete? No. Is he the best go on down the line? But he's a winner.
Yeah.
And he'll do whatever it takes.
And he wants to improve.
And he works his you-know-what off and as competitive as anybody. And that stuff matters. And then, of course, him working on that shot has gone a long way as well.
Well, this is must-see TV tonight now.
That's the thing, because I'm a good example, and I think a lot of people are like us when we would lean towards college basketball, especially Big Ten basketball.
No doubt.
Indiana's playing at Wisconsin. That would be an automatic flip on, and I'm still going to do that anyway. But I'll make sure to maybe, I don't know, have the Bulls game on the TV, on the computer screen or whatever. You might have to go two screens because Io's playing a big role in Cleveland, and you'll be at least at the very least flipping back and forth.
How do you do that?
If you have YouTube TV.
Oh!
Or if you have Xfinity, you could get that going on.
Don't take me to that next level, Derek. I mean, I wouldn't know what to do if I could pull up two things at once on my TV. I'd be like, I don't know what to do.
I don't think Kara would be having
me. No, I think my entire body would shut down. It'd be like, there's stuff going on everywhere. I can't do this. Yeah, you're right, too. She'd be like, no. you can watch one, maybe. That's it. Is it on, what, 7 tonight?
I think it's 6.
6 o'clock. Why is it always so early? Which, listen,
you got Eastern time over there in Cleveland.
Oh, and don't get me wrong. I like that early because I'm in bed by 9, but, man, that hardly gets me home. I'm missing a lot of the, but I can listen. 6
p.m. Central.
I can. The other day, this is so funny. It was actually the day that he started. What day was that? Sunday.
This week?
Yeah, it was
Monday. Same night as the Illinois-Iowa game.
I don't know why. But I was driving somewhere, I was flipping through AM channels. I'm still that guy that does that on occasion. And I heard the, I can't do it, but you know the Michael Jordan.
Oh, right.
And I was like, little Bulls basketball. So I listened for a little bit. Bill Winnington, and I can't remember the guy that does the radio play-by-play. Somebody will be able to tell me. But it was before I knew Iowa was starting. And so I listened to about maybe the first, I want to say 4 minutes of the pregame. And then they took a commercial. They kind of said what we were going to talk about, took a commercial. And, you know, pregames and postgames, whether it's Cardinals, Illinois, whatever, there's so many spots in there and that they have to get because they're great sponsors. So I listened to that, and then I was like, well, I either reached my destination or something. But if I had known that Iowa was getting that start for the first time, I would have sat there and listened to that because I guarantee you they probably talked about that.
Yeah.
And I can't get enough Iowa. So I'm going to be definitely watching tonight to see how that's going for Iowa and the Bulls. All right.
To Anthony's point, on the U of I line and link text line, he said DeRozan's not a great three-point shooter but has a great mid-range game. He really does. And I've talked
old
to
school, baby.
I've said to Jeremy it'd be fun to see a mid-range contest between DeRozan and Iowa. Now, DeRozan, watching him this year, he's been darn near automatic from the mid-range. But that was always a funny conversation to me when it's like, well, Io's getting a lot of those mid-range pull-ups in the NBA. They hate that.
Yeah.
And then you look and you're like, well, actually, you know who shoots a lot of mid-range? Chris Paul.
Carl Malone.
That's like, they're like, well, yeah, in the 90s, just like Kofi would have been a lottery pick in the 90s.
Baby.
Yeah, see, that's where Lon's line of thinking.
Well,
we're talking about NBA. Right. But Chris Paul shoots a ton of mid-range. Yeah. Kawhi Leonard shoots a ton of mid-range. Kevin Durant shoots a ton of mid-range. That's not dead.
No.
Contrary to what some analytics might say. I'm not anti-analytics.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not Lante when he says, don't bring sabermetrics into my house.
Of course, Kawhi Leonard, when you say shoots mid-range jumpers, I only think, of course, of one jumper that he made for Toronto, and it was that fall-away, out-of-bounds three that beat the Sixers.
Yep.
And I still, to this day, don't know how he made that stinking shot.
Nobody does.
But it was unbelievable, so I'm glad you brought me right back to that. Chuck Swirsky, thank you, is the Bulls play-by-play. Chuck Swirsky. I like that name. That's a pretty cool name. All right. I don't want to say enough of Iowa. I could talk Iowa all the time, but I thought we got that out. I felt like we needed to talk a little bit more about him. So, again, he will be starting tonight for the Bulls. They play the Cavaliers, and that game starts at 6, according to Pipes.
Correct.
When we come back, I want to get a couple more thoughts on your trip to Iowa City, what you think Illinois will be doing this week, the idea now that here for the next 2 weeks – there is no games, hardly. I mean, there's a game on Saturday against Arizona. I haven't forgotten that. And then, of course, there's a game the next Saturday, I think, against St. Francis. So in between, there's a lot of downtime, if you will. So does that mean practice time, or does that mean just Brad Underwood letting these guys get a little rest? It sounds like some of them, you know, battling. And we know this. Like, I've been battling this cold since Thanksgiving, and I'm still coughing. So it's almost like it'd be nice to just have a day to refresh for these guys. So I'll ask Pipes if he knows kind of what that's going on with Illinois basketball. And then I want to look ahead to this non-conference schedule. There's 4 more games in December. Not a lot of games. And 3 of them should be easy victories. Of course, the toughest one coming up this Saturday. So we'll kind of look ahead to the non-conference. Illinois with a chance to get to 11-2 before the year turns to 2022 and the Big Ten schedule kicks off again. So we'll chat on that. If you want to weigh in, you can. 359-2255. That's 217-359-2255. That's the U of I Illini Link text line. You can find us on Twitter. Just search at the drive 93.5. I'm on Twitter, at Lante, ESPN, CU.
You got to see the Andrew Tay transformation.
It is kind of a cool picture. I don't beg people to look at my Twitter, but it's kind of it's kind of cool because Andrew was like, look, I had a fat roll in 7th grade. But yeah, the transformation, it's unbelievable.
Pretty wild.
It's pretty cool.
I don't know if I have anything cool, but at DPiper247, our podcast is
going
all
to
platforms.
In a few years.
I will.
Well, a few months. I mean, not years, but a few months.
Absolutely.
You better say that again because somebody tweeted out last night. They're like, wait, did I hear about the big drop, the news?
Yeah.
So throw that out.
I got a baby boy on the way. Yeah. April 2022. It better be in April.
Andrew's birthday is April 7th.
Oh, nice.
See, you should have talked to me about this. April babies are like one of the youngest in their class. You got to think about that stuff.
Okay.
See, I had a February and an April. So this bugs me more than anything in the world, and it shouldn't. But, like, if they were born, like, 2 months later, like, Andrew would still be in 8th grade. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, how big of an advantage would that be?
A lot of people, I think that regardless of when they're born or if they're even given the option, and you kind of
right.
They hold them back and make
correct.
Sure they're the oldest against.
Yeah, I just want him out of the house. So we're like, get him into kindergarten as fast as you can. I'm kidding. But no, so that'd be cool. April 7 would be a...
Right. Our current due is April 18th.
Okay.
I was early.
Maybe that's good for you and I, because then I can take some days off around Andrew's birthday, and then you'll be able to take any names.
We had a girl. It's funny how that works. We had a girl name picked out, and then the boy name has been up for debate, and we don't feel great about one quite yet.
So I love it.
We still got some time to figure that out.
Going into having children, I remember saying, I want my kids, I don't a boy or girl, to have a two-syllable first name. Because with the last name Tay and having a first name Lon, a lot of times it's very... Even if, as I try to be as clear as I can when I introduce myself to someone, I'm like, hi, I'm Lante. Sometimes people will be like, Lante? And I'm like, no, it's not like Lante Smith. It is Lon space Tay. And so a lot of times, and you've seen me do this probably, I'll introduce myself and I'll be like Lon, L-O-N, Lante. And so I said, I will not put my kids, I know mom's listening. Thanks, mom. I will not put my kids through that. So I had Lucas Tay and Andrew Tay. And I'm like, that is that was the only thing I cared about.
See, those are things I don't even think about.
Well, with Pipa.
That's true. I've thought about no Peter.
Oh.
That's off. That's been off the board for a long time. Other than
awesome.
That, I don't know if the rules are all that strict and stringent.
That's fantastic. Colton Piper. Kind of sounds cool. Hunter Piper. I'm sure I don't have any decision in this, but I'll come up with some
name. I don't know if I have any decision at the end of the day.
Whatever but. Haley decides, right? It's like, whatever you decide, and I am good with that. All right, so we will come back and talk some Illinois non-con, some games coming up for Illinois. And speaking of Illinois, one of our great sponsors, Pia's Sports Bar, has their fan bus from Star Limousines, getting you to and from State Farm Center for all the Illini home basketball games. The first 44 fans get a ticket to ride free as you enjoy the mix and match buckets, of light Coors Light and Dos Equis beer and Twisted Teas to wash down that slugger burger or delicious pulled pork sandwich. Get to 1609 West Springfield Avenue with the shuttle leaving at least a half hour before tip-off. Enjoy being dropped off in the Circle Drive of State Farm Center and then taken back to Pia's to celebrate a win after the game. Plus, there's fun raffles and giveaways for Illini fans. If you don't have a ticket to the game, watch it with your friends at Pia's. Go Illini. We're back. It's The Drive. Holidays are fast approaching and supply chain issues are making everyone shopping a lot harder. Don't wait till the last minute and get stuck in the cold. Get the Game Day Spirit, where there's something for every Illini fan on your list. They've got the top brands like Nike, Columbia, Champion, and more. Shop local and find the best selection of Illini apparel, home decor, and unique gift items. Can't decide? Grab a Game Day gift card and let them pick out the perfect gift. Find them at Neil and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campustown. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Get an Urbana Park District FlexiPass and join fitness classes on your own terms. Attend a total of 10 land, water, or yoga fitness classes. A great way to sample the class before committing and joining. Present your FlexiPass and get into the class. They never expire. You can get yours in person at the Phillips Recreation Center. For details, call 217-367-1544. Be watching for a FlexiPass sale in December. Visit urbanaparks.org. Urbana Park District, you belong. Long here.
Long's Garage in Urbana prides themselves on being the one-stop shop for vehicle and tire repair. Whether you're looking for new tires or think there might be something wrong with your alignment, the ASC certified technicians at Long's can help. In fact, Kumho Tires is running an instant rebate sale right now. If you buy a set of four Kumho passenger tires, you get a $60 credit. So visit Long's Garage at 503 East Main Street in Urbana or schedule an appointment at 217-367-3942.
Hey, this is Brad Blumenschein again with the RE/MAX Collection, your luxury home specialist. And first of all, I'd like to say thank you to all of those customers and clients of mine who put their trust in me with their most important decision, the buying or selling of their home. I also would like to reach out to everyone and wish them happy holidays and Merry Christmas. And I hope you have a joyous and prosperous 2022. So if you've ever thought about buying or selling a home, give me a call or text me at 217-840-4380.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface. First stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade shutters and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces. First stop.
This holiday season, check off your shopping list with Cardinals 5 and 10 game ticket packs. These multi-game packs are the best way to secure your seats to all of 2022's high demand games, including opening day, Yankees and Cubs weekends, legendary player tributes, and more. Give the gift of baseball to all the fans on your list. Ticket packs start at just $59. On sale now. Get yours at cardinals.com/holiday.
This holiday season, check off your shopping list with Cardinals Baseball. 2022 all-inclusive tickets start at just $59 and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game. Choose from the Premium Legends Club, the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, National Car Rental Club, and more. Give the gift of date nights, the gift of family time, the gift of Cardinals Baseball. Get your single game all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/holiday.
The hottest deals and best service in appliances is bar none at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This winter, stop by the new renovated showroom on North Neal and check out me, Jay Layman, on the big wall and see if you can say, wow. Dennis has a great deal on top-rated front-load laundry pairs from Electrolux. Get them while on sale and in stock with a free 10-year protection plan. Visit them at appliance-world.com or at the corner of Neal by Interstate 74.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface. First stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade, shutters, and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces.
Hey Illini fans, it's Max Kellerman. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Because he was playing, well, he wasn't playing, but his song came on the radio, and I think it's this one where he's talking about his mom and that and this, and so I Wikipedia'd, is that the right way to say that? Eminem or Marshall Mathers actually, and you know, was reading about his mom, and I don't think to this day he and his mom have really ever made up, and then his dad left when he was like 6 months old. Now, his dad has passed away, but it's just, isn't that sad? And to think that, I mean, he came from nothing and just absolutely made something of himself. I think that's a really cool story for Eminem. So, I mean, that's just, I don't know, and I like his music. I just haven't heard it for a while.
Not a whole lot of new stuff. At least, last time we talked about that.
Yeah, we did, didn't
like
we?
Like a year or so ago, and people were like, actually, his album just came out. Like, well, that's how out of the loop that we are.
The other day, they had the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, or I don't know if it's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions or whatever, but I recorded it, and I was watching it, and all of a sudden, Jay-Z comes out. I think it's Jay-Z, comes out. Is he the one that's, yeah, it is Jay-Z. I mean, is he the one that's saying, Mama's going to knock you out? Or maybe he just, I think it was Jay-Z. Anyway. Jennifer Lopez came out and sang with him, and those two were fantastic. It was really cool. And then he went into the Mama Said Knock You Out.
LL Cool J.
Oh, that was LL. Maybe
Mama Said Knock You Out.
Mama Said Knock You Out. Was that LL? Then that was, maybe it was LL Cool J. Anyway, I should know that. But it was cool. It was cool to hear he and Jennifer Lopez go at it. It was really, really cool. All right, 359-2255. That's 217-359-2255. Iowa, you get the win against Iowa. Any lasting thoughts from your trip to Iowa City and what you witnessed out of this Illinois team to come away with a big Ten victory to be 2-0 out of the gates?
Yeah, I think it's just impressive that you found a way when things went, it wasn't always smooth sailing, which you never expected to be when you're playing on the road. And to have Iowa, you know, we talked about it before the game and said, prevent long runs,
yes,
prevent turnovers. Well, you had a lot of turnovers, and it was a 21-2 run that was mixed in there, and even a long run for Iowa in the second half where a 16-point lead got cut all the way down to about six or whatever it was. But you managed to weather that storm, showed some grit, obviously some determination to just find a way to get one. And can't say enough about Grandison. Can't say enough
big
about Alfonso Plummer. As you know, Stevie was walking in here during the commercial break, and it's hard not to say when Curbelo's finally back, what can this team ultimately be, and how good can they be? They still have the potential to be in that conversation, top 10 team, top 15 team, as we expected at the very outset. So you're going to really look back on that Iowa game and see a lot of value in it, not only in starting 2-0 in the Big Ten, but that'll be a quad one win. And just impressive that they've turned the page and how much they have since Cincinnati and even that Kansas State game was only like 2 weeks ago.
And, I mean, I gushed all over about that victory over Notre Dame, and I don't think Notre Dame's a very good team. But the fact that you were so beat up, I mean, it was an emotional Brad Underwood after the game, who basically said it was one of his top 10 victories he's ever had as a coach. And then to turn around and just absolutely demolish Rutgers and then go on the road and beat a pretty good Iowa team. I'm still not sold on Iowa as a team, like Brad Underwood said, going in, that could win the Big Ten. I'm definitely not sold on that.
That's not going to happen.
Brad goes a little overboard on the elite and that kind of stuff, right? But I certainly do think that going into Iowa City for any Big Ten team is not easy. We know that. It's kind of like this bragging rights game. Illinois should be favored by 30 in that game. I mean, Missouri won a game last night. They beat Eastern Illinois. But until then, they have struggled so much. But yet, you just know, come bragging rights time, I do think Illinois will pull away in that game and end up winning in double figures, no doubt. But you know that's going to be a battle for a while. So certainly when you go into Iowa City and face that team, good luck, right? And I know some teams will get wins there. But there again, I said this last year at Rutgers, and I said after Illinois lost at Rutgers early on, I said, well, there's not going to be many teams going to Rutgers and win. And like eight teams went into Rutgers and won. So there you go. So maybe like eight teams will walk into Iowa City and win. Do you think Keegan Murray is 100% healthy? Did he look healthy to you? He sat out the Purdue game with the ankle injury. Did he look rusty and or healthy to you? I mean, he looked on a couple of dunks and such. He looked like he was fine.
Yeah, when his head was above the rim on one.
He's
transition.
Like stretch-matic, man.
Yeah, he's so long.
He puts his arms up in the air, and he looks like he's could touch the top of the backboard standing. He's so lengthy.
Right. I gave a lot of credit to Illinois in the way that they defended him and the fact that he only had about 9 points going in the final 4 minutes of that game. I think that Illinois had a lot to do with that. At the same time, him coming off of the ankle and not playing against Purdue, could he have said, or could on the flip side of that, Iowa said, you know, he hadn't practiced a whole bunch, and that's not his best showing. I think that would be totally fair. But I ultimately do agree that Illinois bothered him, or at least did what it took to limit him. And it wasn't like he was limping around.
Yeah.
I mean, when he was able to explode and went on a great run there for, you know, a minute and a half at the very, very end to make it a sweat, he looked just fine. So I don't think it was anything like he's only 50% out there or anything like that.
I got it. Trevor Valise had me laughing yesterday when I was driving to Oakwood when he said that this Iowa team, you know, is one of those annoying teams, and just look at their starting lineup. And he's like, there's two McCaffreys, there's twins, there's Jordan Bohannon. He's like, I mean, that's the script of being annoying. I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah. And certainly that is the case. So now Illinois moves on. There's four games left in December. So essentially four more non-conference games before you kick off Big Ten play again in January. There's no non-conference game in January, right?
There's not, no.
Okay. So you have, in order, Arizona, who's ranked 11th, I think, right now in the country. Then you have St. Francis of Pennsylvania, New Zealand, Oregon. And then you have Mizzou. And then you end it with Florida A&M.
Yeah.
So three of those should be easy victories. This game against Arizona, probably not as easy. I said Arizona caught a break last year getting to avoid Illinois during the COVID season, because Illinois would have just absolutely hammered Arizona last year. What have you done any kind of searching on this Arizona team to kind of understand what they're bringing here? I know when Illinois played them a couple of years ago, they had those three stud freshmen that all then basically went to the NBA after their freshman year, and they were good, and they kind of handled you in the second half out in Tucson.
Yep.
What are we looking at this Arizona team? And really, if you get by this one, Derek, with a victory, you're going to be 11-2 going into Big Ten play in January. That'd be awesome.
This is by far and away, I don't even think it's close. And I do credit to Iowa for being significantly better, at least so far, than what we thought going into the season. It's not close. Arizona's the best team you've played yet this year.
Oh, wow.
And they are really long, really athletic. KenPom has them as the second tallest team in the country. They have 2 7-footers. They only start one of them, but they start 7'1". Christian Coloco is their center, who's long, athletic, shot blocker. I'm going to mispronounce their foreman, Azulis Tubelis.
Nice.
Actually, I think I did okay with that one.
I think you did.
6'11", and he's pretty good, pretty skilled. But they go 6'3", 6'6", 6'7", 6'11", 7'1",
ooh,
as their starting lineup.
It's like UCLA last year.
Yeah.
Weren't they really tall?
I don't know about their center. Cody Riley, I guess, was 6'10".
Or maybe I'm thinking of a different team. Anyway, I'll shut up. So Arizona's going to have length.
A lot of length, and they just completely blew Michigan out of the water. Now, I know a couple of teams have done that. North Carolina did that as well. So you do wonder. I wouldn't say how much that means. I mean, the fact that they really limited Hunter Dickinson and just completely dominated him that game. But you look at the fact of they're number one in the country in two-point field goal percentage defense. They're top 10 overall defensive efficiency. This is one of those teams that can get away with guarding Kofi essentially one-on-one with Coloco, and or just having some other length in the area, getting out and challenging three-point shots. So they are very good defensively. They like to play fast. They're one of the top teams in terms of tempo.
And they're tall.
And they're tall. So outside of Michigan, they also beat Wichita State out in the Vegas tournament that they played around Thanksgiving. They beat them in overtime. That wasn't as impressive of a performance. And then outside of those two games, they really haven't been challenged. They play an undefeated Wyoming team at home tonight. But Wyoming, 108 in KenPom. It's not like... Anything you're going to learn probably a ton about them, but
Illinois will play an undefeated Wyoming team next year in football.
In the first game of the year.
First game of the year.
Right?
Yeah, right?
Yep.
Undefeated.
So this is a really good Arizona team, a team that looks like a second weekend of the NCAA tournament
type
of team, and maybe potentially even deeper. I think Tommy Lloyd has done a good job, and they've had some guys step up from being freshmen now in their sophomore year.
What is Tommy Lloyd's story?
Assistant at Gonzaga.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know how long he was there. I imagine for a while.
Did Gentry take his spot?
Yes.
Okay. So that's kind of funny how the pins fall.
How the deck got shuffled up
or
dominoes, whatever you want to say.
Interesting that he took the job then at Arizona because Sean Miller, of course, out as Arizona coach.
Benedict Mathurin's another really good player on their team from Canada. So you got to expect 6'6" wing from Canada that's athletic and really score it. Just put up 29 against Oregon State on the road. So he's a really good player, and that's an interesting because you would look at that and say him versus Io last year. You don't have that lengthy wing
right
now, especially you thought maybe if things go right for Austin Hutchinson, he's going to get there and be that. He's clearly not there right now. Not that Jacob Grandison can't do some things in that kind of a spot, but athletically there is quite a difference. It's just going to be interesting where Illinois, these past, their run of success, when you include Notre Dame, Rutgers, Iowa, it's been playing off of the fact that these teams can't guard Kofi one-on-one.
Right.
And the whole offense has been throw it into Kofi, let them collapse, and then make the right decision, or if they don't collapse, let Kofi go to work. Arizona's probably not going to be that kind of a game where they're going to try to guard Kofi one-on-one. They're going to have some shot blockers and some length, and you're probably not looking at open threes.
That's fair. It's still a whole different game trying to guard Kofi.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's easier to say, you know, we're going to guard that dude one-on-one.
Like, even the idea of, well, I'm just going to lay off of him a little bit, and then when he shoots, I'll block his shot. No, because Kofi's going to come, he's going to come at you until he physically feels you, and then when his big body is on yours, you're not jumping quite as high. It's just that simple. Kofi, that is the maturation of Kofi Coburn, with the idea that he understands how to use his body, he understands how to use his feet. He can basically, you know, he's got that little baby hook that's solid. And as you said, he's passing out, but maybe you won't get to see that as much against Arizona. Now, this is a worry that we've talked about all year. It, I don't think, has come into play that often, but certainly Plummer and Frazier are undersized guards. And when it comes to then, if you're telling me Arizona 6'3", 6'4", at the guards, and you're countering with Trent at 6'1", and Plummer at, is he 5'11"? I don't know, maybe he is.
He might be listed at 6 foot, but that might be generous.
Right. So, you know, that's a concern, maybe not so much on the offensive end, even though with Plummer, although, I don't worry about Plummer, because that guy, half of his three-pointers, you're like, whoa. You know, he just got a rebound and he just shot it and he made it. So it's not like he's just sitting there waiting for a defender to come get in his face to shoot the ball. But on the defensive end, that's where I think the worry comes in with having some smaller guards. So this will be a good test. And honestly, how many times have Illinois fans or have we talked about the idea of, they're sitting down on Kofi and now what's going to happen? Well, obviously you're seeing what Illinois has been able to do with that these last few games, because they've been knocking down threes at a crazy, pace, especially a guy like Alphonso Plummer. So, you know, it was that worry of what if somebody just sits on Kofi and doesn't let him do his thing? Well, guess what? Now you got the other way, where maybe they don't do that. The only thing that worries me a little bit is you said they're 7'1 and 6'11". Now, if you sit a guy at 6'11 down with a 7'1 guy on Kofi, that could bother him. So that's a place where a guy like Coleman Hawkins is going to have to maybe knock down some mid-range or even knock down a couple of threes to make sure that 6'11 guy also isn't going down to bother Kofi on the post.
Yeah, definitely.
Kofi's 7. He's 7
foot. He's 7 foot. 7 foot, 285 is what he's listed
so
at.
He's so big.
Yes.
The other day, you were at the game at Iowa City, and they showed some clips of Illinois and Iowa and how they don't like each other, and, you know, the old Fran McCaffrey coming through and the assistants getting on him and him just saying, and just walking away, you know, and the classic Fran. And then, of course, what was the punk's name that got into Monte's face? He's now
Connor McCaffrey, and then
that was
Trent
Connor
and CJ Frederick mixed it
That's
up.
That's who I'm thinking. But it was Connor McCaffrey who got into DeMonte's face, and then all of a sudden Kofi comes in and like puts his arm around DeMonte and just kind of moves him out. And you see that and you just start laughing, and you're like, look how big he is. He is just a gigantic dude. And you and I at that tailgate, here's the funny part. Like, you know, that day we talked to Luke Goody, Andre Curbelo, Brad Underwood. We talked to some of the guys. Every time I looked over there, Kofi was sitting, and he still looked huge. Like, he was 6'2 sitting. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I never did see when he got up. I never did see him standing. And I was like, the whole time I kept thinking, I want to see him standing, because he's got to be just ginormous when it comes to it. But I don't know. It's just amazing to have a guy like him. And I know that size can play a part in limiting Kofi. But I tell you what, you better bring it if you're going to stop him this year. Because he is, to me, a no-doubt Hall of Famer. No-doubt All-American. Yep. And is playing at such a high level right now that I'm not saying it won't happen eventually, that a team figures out a way to kind of shut him down, but I won't believe it until I see it.
Sure, and it's a really good opportunity for him to have a statement game nationally.
Yes.
Where early on, obviously going into the year, it's Drew Timmy is the clear consensus favorite, really outside of Illinois in terms of talking about National Player of the Year. Now,
right.
Kofi, does he deserve to be in that conversation? Absolutely. But this is a nationally televised game on Fox. against a highly ranked team, if he can go in there, and then to know that it's not like, okay, you're playing someone that doesn't have the size, like you're playing against one of the tallest teams in the country, and if Kofi dominates, which he's fully capable of doing,
yeah,
that would not only be an opportunity for him, but for Illinois to make a statement. And I know Darren asked on the U of I Line of League text line, if they beat Arizona, they're back in the top 25. They absolutely are.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Especially, and now you have rightfully said, I forget who it was on Twitter complaining about the top 25 and the AP voting and everything. I think even if you're looking just at resume, Illinois might get at least maybe a halfway pass for losing to Marquette without mm-hmm. Kofi. And then you trade in what I'm expecting to be two quad one wins if you were to get Iowa on the road and then Arizona at home.
Right.
That'd be a really big deal. And all of a sudden, you're back into a really pretty darn good spot.
Yeah.
With a super favorable rest of December if you win this game.
Amen. And you just kind of cruise, including a bragging rights win, cruise through New Year's and then get ready to turn it up again. And then, like you said yesterday, the first three games in January in your Big Ten slate are extremely winnable.
At Minnesota, Maryland at home without, obviously, Mark Turgeon, right, everything is going wrong. Maryland just lost at home to Northwestern.
Oh, boy.
And their Big Ten opener. So you got Minnesota on the road, Maryland at home, at Nebraska. And anybody see Nebraska lose by about 50 to Michigan last night?
Ugh.
And if you want to know how bad Missouri is, they're ranked below Nebraska on KenPom.
Wow.
You think that Kansas State's pretty bad? They are significantly ranked below Kansas State on KenPom.
Mm.
Kansas State's 63. Missouri is 138.
Hello, Konzo.
They're one of the worst Power 5 teams in the country.
So after Arizona, what's the next big game?
Michigan.
Not that the Big Ten games aren't big.
Right. I think in terms of like a marquee game or a game that you really think is a toss-up, it's Michigan at home January 14th.
Okay. And then right after that, a Monday 11 a.m. game against Purdue.
It's still so weird.
It really is weird. You mentioned that Illinois will be on Fox, and I said this yesterday, but it was the funniest thing because I mentioned Andrew has to play a basketball game Saturday. It was just they threw it on the schedule out of nowhere. Like, hey, good news, we're playing. Like, for everybody else, like, it's all exciting. Don't get me wrong, I'd rather watch Andrew. But it was like, hey, good news, we're going to play this Saturday at 2:30 for the JV and 4 o'clock for the varsity. And Andrew immediately is like, crap, you know, because he's got season tickets. Mm. So we're watching NFL this Sunday. And every time they'd be like, don't forget this weekend, Illinois and Arizona. And I would look at him and I'm like, yep, you're not going to that.
Oh,
he's like, that stinks. His brother's going
to
be there.
I'm going to have to fake an injury.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
No, you better
not advocating for
that. No. He's got a lot to prove for faking injuries. Plus, his brother's in town, and his brother's like, I'm calling dibs on that one. He's like, you can watch him sit the whole varsity game. I'm going to go to the Illinois game. I'm like, this stinks. Mm. It stinks.
Andrew better get a StubHub account.
No doubt, right? Start scalping these babies. Let's get them sold. Get them sold. All right, I don't know what we're talking about next hour, but we'll think of something.
We can talk some NFL.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Let's do that next. It is The Drive. Did the Bears play?
Here's what people are saying about Sarah Champagne.
They offered amazing service and had wonderful hospitality, kindness, and a willingness to work within our budget and offer the best possible price. And the staff were very welcoming and polite.
I mean, could I put 6 stars? They were actually the best dealership anybody in my family has ever used. They made me feel like I was their only customer. Honestly, not sure how they could be better.
Choose from a wide variety of Honda, BMW, Subarus, and some of the best pre-owned vehicles and more at Sarah Champagne, off Burwash and Savoy, or online at sarahchampagne.com.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation. Contact us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey kids, want to hear a scary story? It was a dark and stormy night, and suddenly, from out of nowhere, a noise. It was a company's hard drive failing after being struck by an IT disaster. Kids?
Where'd you go?
It might not sound scary, but over 90% of small businesses fail within 2 years after being struck by an IT disaster. Let Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign design a recovery plan for you. Give them a call at 359-8041.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if